Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Today is Thursday, September 15th, 2011. The time is now 7:06 p.m. And I'd like to begin by asking our Township Administrator, Paul Wise, to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could ask you all to please remain standing for just a couple of moments. Last Sunday, across the country, we remembered the lives that were lost, the lives that were saved, the lives that were forever changed on September 11, 2001. I would like to begin tonight's meeting not only to acknowledge the innocent people who perished or were injured either on that day or in the war on terror since then, but also I would like to call attention to uniformed men and women who are watching over us and defending freedom, whether they be overseas fighting for us in the military or right here in the township, in our fire department, fire and EMS department, and in our police department. Tonight as we sleep, they're going to be the ones watching out for us, protecting us, making sure that no harm comes to our health or our property. So please join me now in a short moment of silence. Thank you for honoring them. Okay. First on the agenda, we will go to public comments. And if you wish to speak this evening, we do have a sign-in sheet in the back, so please sign in and then simply come up to the podium, state your name and your address, and let us know what's on your mind.
Hello. I'm Mary DeBlasey.
Is that good?
And your home address?
My home address is different than my Genoa address. So I'm going to give you that my Genoa address is 5645 Jaycox Road.
But you don't live there?
No, okay. I've owned property for 20 years on Jaycox Road.
Okay.
And this is just a comment because of the May meeting that was out in the rain when it was first proposed to the original adjacent property owners for the COSA soccer fields. Mm-hmm. And in the rain, I said to Joe Clace, I said, what are our alternatives? No answer. And then there was this June meeting back here at this town hall, and a few of us know what that was about. In July, Carrie, a neighbor in Sheffield, said the same thing.
Mary, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you first said, that Joe said?
No, there was no answer.
But what was the question?
The question is, what are our alternative to soccer fields?
And
it kind of got bypassed, okay? And then we were all here giving our comments in June, and then in July, once again, at McNamara, the shelter house, some lady named Carrie, I don't know her last name, but she lives in Sheffield, and I know where she lives because I went and talked to her at her house, and she said the same thing. What are all our alternatives at the Park Advisory Board? And she said, well, I hope we're going to get as much time as this McNamara thing is. And then I asked for the meetings. I have the minutes of the meetings of the Park Advisory Board from July 27th and August 2nd, and the July 27th was a special meeting for all of our neighbors, and I know one man was sitting next to me, Brent Boosie. And he says, you know, you're here to hear us, but you're not listening. And I was like, exactly. So anyways, and I think it was August 2nd, they voted 6-5 in favor of putting it through to the trustees. And quote, Mark Harmon was saying, I hear, no, but he, and then he goes ahead and votes it through. He voted yes to put it through. So, and then one of those meetings I'm reading, it says, we didn't give them any alternatives. I'm like, two of us for certain asked what of our alternatives to soccer fields. And then so I organized the neighborhood meeting on the 24th and the 30th, which I invited the trustees. I've invited all of you. And anyways, on the 24th, we had about 6 to 7 people, and we all agreed upon the same type of park that we wanted out there. And then on the 30th, we had a great turnout in here. 45 to 60 people were here, and we came up with alternatives. So I don't know protocol. I'm not a meeting kind of person. So I asked Joe Clace, what's the protocol? And he says, I think you have to go through the park advisory board. Well, he didn't say I think. I think that's what he said. You have to go to the park advisory board. And I'm like, we would like to just ask to come directly to you before you vote on the COSA deal to propose an alternative park for what is more favorable to the people that live out there, because it impacts us more. And there's no one on that park advisory board that represents us. So that's what I'm asking. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wish to speak to this?
I am Patricia Metzler. I live at 5241 Worthington Road. Used to be Patricia Martin, but got married. I am vehemently opposed to the soccer field. I've been a realtor for 18 years, and I think the market is pretty volatile right now, and we don't need to do anything to potentially drive property values down. The homes around there are too upscale for a soccer field. That's just my opinion.
I have some notes. Don't let that frighten you. I'll be try to be
oh,
brief.
That's all
take
right.
As much time as you.
Yeah.
This is your time.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Gambola. I live at 4598 Chantry Drive. So I'm a Genoa resident and a Sheffield Park resident. I'm also a technology advisory board volunteer,
right.
And I'm a COSA soccer dad. So first, I wanted to talk a little bit about. My background, my wife Kim and I moved to Ohio in 2008, so we're pretty new to the area. We rented a house in Dublin for a year specifically so that we could do our research because we didn't know Columbus. And we spent a lot of time. We went everywhere in the north half, community events, festivals, did just a lot of driving around to get a feel. You know, so from Hilliard on over, you know, New Albany, Blacklick, Gahanna, and everything in between. And Genoa Township is what stuck out to us. And the reason, and it's eloquently stated on the poster back there, is the rural character of Genoa Township. And the feeling that I wanted to live in rural and out in amongst the farmers, and my wife wanted the convenience and to be closer to work and everything. And this was the place that jumped out at us. And so I'm also against the idea of soccer fields. I'm not against the idea of doing something with the park space, but to just essentially, and I know you haven't seen a proposal yet, but I wanted to make these comments because I can't always make
sure.
All the meetings.
Sure.
So you'll see the proposal,
sure.
and you know, what we don't want is them to level the meadow down there, make 4 soccer fields, and then that's it, which is really all they're committing to at this point. You'll find that out. A couple of points. The only demand, let me back up though. The only way I found out about this was the township sent out some postcards mm-hmm. about the first meeting, which was July 27th. I had no clue about this before then. There's not a organized homeowners association in Sheffield yet. And just from time to time looking at the website, I didn't really know that these other meetings were going on until I got the postcard. So I've had time to think since July 27th and absorb everything. I have a couple of observations. I have not seen any demand since then And I, from what I hear, there wasn't any before that, other than the demand by COSA. Of course, they want the park, the soccer fields. But I haven't seen people get up in any of these meetings and say, I want these soccer fields. This is the greatest thing. I've heard the opposite. We had 30, 40 people at the one community meeting. Almost everyone at the initial proposal was against. The only consensus was that we were against it. Everyone had different ideas, right? But there was a consensus that we were against it. I'm also not sure of the urgency, although I just heard that COSA's losing property in January. So, of course, they're out to get new property to probably close the gaps. I don't know much about that, but maybe that explains the super urgency to get this through in a couple months. The second one, the Park Advisory Board. Again, to echo what I think it was Mary who just said, I asked at the July 27th meeting which alternatives they considered, and the answer was none. And we kept probing and asking questions, and we come to find out that all they did was take a canned proposal from COSA and ship it off to you guys, which you're going to see in a couple weeks. So the Park Advisory Board didn't actually do anything. They took the canned proposal. COSA is interested in expanding and preserving their organization. They're not interested in Genoa Township, to be honest with you, and the residents here. So that struck me as a warning flag. And to put something through at this speed, I'm only just now getting a feel for this and catching up after a couple months, and it's a 25-year lease they're talking about. So that's it sort of worries me that it's going through this fast. I don't see any urgency or impending event that something has to be done with that land. And then, I guess, lastly, and you know, again, Mary said, how do we propose other alternatives? I think a great alternative is doing nothing, at least for the time being, and or maybe make it a nature preserve or something that is a local park, not a township or a COSA. I mean, COSA is not Genoa Township. Central Ohio, they draw people from everywhere. So what about a nature preserve? What about a way that we can have maybe an educational park for our kids? A way that I can teach my kids how to conserve natural resources. I don't know how to do that. We read about it in books. It's in the textbooks. We hear about it. We talk about clean water and clean air and saving the forests. But how do we do that? No, we don't get exposed to that. This is a perfect learning tool that we could use, and this is, of course, my opinion, my idea, and then pass it on, be stewards of that land, and have a microcosm of some of the other things that are going on in the world. I know Mr. Gephardt's not here, but I'll pick on Ms. Lewis. I read your bio on the township website, and you tell us that in your free time you've gone to Costa Rica to work on a nature preserve there. To preserve the wildlife, the birds, the flowers. I'd like to do that here in Genoa Township with one of our last township-owned open green spaces. And I don't know how to do it, so I volunteer to do it, and maybe we could work together, and you can tell me how to do it. But, you know, from our opinion, in valuing this open, untouched space, you know, think about in your situation when you're hearing all this, if FIFA came down in Costa Rica and said, we need another soccer stadium, and we're going to put it where your nature preserve was. That's how we feel right now. The people who love that space and who look at it every day. Every single day I drive past it on the way to Africa Road. And so that's my concern, is that not that we won't use it at all, but that it'll be used for something that is, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, an eyesore. So thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
My name is Russell Koch, and I live at 4568 Normandy Drive. I want to talk to you about three things tonight. One, I want to thank you for your tribute at the beginning of the meeting for 9/11. I was under the World Trade Center 5 minutes before the first plane hit, so I was there, I saw it, I lived it, and I appreciate your kind thoughts. The second thing is I want to bring to your attention the Worthington Park, which is at the front of the Sheffield Park neighborhood. It's being rented or leased out to another organization. I believe it's a Catholic church down in Westerville. It's having football practice there every night. And the parking that you have set up there is inadequate for their use. I have pictures, which I forgot to bring tonight, to show you, but easily over 50 cars there, and the parking lot's only designed for half of that. So people are parking on the grass, they're pulling out into Worthington when people are speeding up, and it's a little bit of a concern, you know, on my part. And I don't, when I was thinking about that organization and that's using the park, they're not part of our township. So outside groups are coming in, and probably some of the members of the football team are residents of the township, but I start wondering what the purpose of the park is for and who's benefiting from it. So I wanted you to pause and give some thought to that. And if we're going to be letting other outside groups come in, we might want to make it worth our while to cover our maintenance and repairs of things that are going on in that park. So the third thing I wanted to talk to you about tonight is my vision and my proposal for the Jaycox Park. I started thinking about having a park that was dedicated just for soccer, and said, well, if we didn't have all the space taken up with soccer fields,
we better get one for Carl.
Sure, we have extras.
Yeah, but you're welcome.
If we didn't Thank you. Use the entire space for soccer fields, we could have lots of room for many other things. And so I started making a list of things that I would like to see in the park, and these are things that we can swap in and out and discuss. And but it basically is proving the point that there will be more things to attract more residents into this park if we don't dedicate it for a single purpose. And if we want to have some area set aside for some nature preserves and some area set aside for gyms and gymnasiums and shelters and things like that, you can do an awful lot with this space if we spend a little bit of time and work out a good plan. Mm-hmm. So this is just an example that I came up with in one evening, just to show you that there are good alternatives.
It's very well done.
Yeah, it is.
Park. So I invite the other people. I have a poster in the back, and I have some other copies here to share with you. But I'm trying to make the point that I think we ought to make it a community park.
Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
Was there anyone else that wanted to speak to this specific proposal?
Oh, not
me. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know you want to, yeah, public comment. Before we move on to that, I guess I just want to reiterate that, you know, we're obviously not considering this tonight. We haven't even heard COSA's proposal yet, formally. We are going to be having a fairly large meeting, I would anticipate, on the 28th, which is a Thursday. It's a Wednesday. At 6 o'clock,
thank you.
Set the meeting, I can't even remember. It's a Wednesday, 6 o'clock on the 28th. It's going to be here in the hall. At that time, it's a special meeting dedicated strictly to this proposal. We plan on hearing from COSA that evening. What are they proposing? What is expected of them? What are they expecting of us? I'd like to hear from our staff. I'd like to hear from the Parks Advisory Board, their thoughts. And I would like to hear thoughts of the public at that time. So we're going to, it'll be a structured meeting where we'll hear from each of the groups. And it's mainly for the purpose of our board to listen to everyone. We want to hear what COSA has to say. We want to hear what you have to say. Some of you have obviously spoken to us already, and we want to hear it again. We want to take in as much information as we can. Digest it after that for a while, and at some point then we're going to have to issue a vote on this, but we won't be taking a vote on the 28th. 28th is strictly for us to hear from everyone. I don't have a timetable established for us to take a vote. I understand that COSA, they're probably going to want to vote sometime this fall because this is a business proposal they've come with us with, and it's not an indefinite one. They're going to want an answer from us at some point. So, but I don't know how quickly that's going to happen, a vote from us. But it will be done publicly, and we're going to be deliberating as a board and doing research individually as well. So that's all I can really say at this point. Mary?
Will that special meeting on the 28th also be recorded?
Yes, it will. So,
yeah,
the people that can't attend are free then to listen and, you know, follow up with us if they hear a good point made or if something wasn't raised that needs to be raised, they can follow up with us after that. So, we're not going to be obviously making all the decisions on the 28th, but we want to have an opportunity for everyone to be in the same room together, because that's another problem. You know, we hear different sides, but then the other side isn't there to necessarily respond. So we want to have everyone in there together, and we're going to, you know, find out what's accurate, what's inaccurate, and what the expectations are. Good points raised, and I appreciate you, Russell, putting this together. And I guess I'll speak only for me. You know, we're not seeking to put soccer fields in, just to do it. Again, they approached us with this concept, or they are approaching us with this concept. And what's important to remember is a lot of the discussion, at least that I've been hearing in emails and talking to people, have been about amenities on this land. What are the best type of amenities to locate on this property? Is it playgrounds? Is it nature items? Is it soccer fields? Is it basketball courts? Is it a swimming pool? I mean, we've run the gamut of ideas of amenities. But what I think is being overlooked is the necessary step of what's called a base development. And that's what we're doing over here at McNamara. Base development is, you know, you have to go in, you have to grade the property to make it level, you have to install drainage systems, you need to put in parking, you need to run utilities to that site. You have to basically prep the land so that you can then go in and put on the types of amenities that the people would want. There's a considerable cost with that. We're realizing it over here at McNamara Park. I mean, we've acquired all that additional property, and we're doing the base developments right now, but we're not really putting any amenities on there. We've talked about tennis courts. We've got a trail going in. We've got a parking lot going in, but that's it for now. We're sinking a lot of money into that. So I want people to understand that we don't get to this end, to an end concept, whether it's a community park, whether it's soccer fields, or whether it's something else, without the base development. The base development is necessary for whatever we do there. And, yeah, Chris.
I think that actually some part of the concern.
Okay.
I think in general, people understand that.
Okay.
Because you don't have the township have any money to do, put anything there.
No. No.
And so that's the concern is the soccer fields might look good if you don't have any money, but none of the rest of it happens and you'll find this out. I'm not going to, you know. But there's no money to do anything there. So the concern that I laid out was that it's only going to be Tosa soccer fields because the rest of their proposal is Genoa Township Fund, general fund.
Right.
So
Yeah.
We understand all this costs a lot of money.
Sure.
And you have all these other parks to make better, and no money for that either, probably.
Sure.
So
no, you're absolutely right. But that's why I'm getting back to Mary's point about alternatives. You know, what are the alternatives? The honest answer I give you is there is no alternative.
Do nothing. There's an
alternative.
Well, I mean, but
we can rent it to farmers. We can get prairie flowers in there. There
right.
are several alternatives. That don't have to cost any money at all until we get out of this economic recession that the United States is in.
Right, I understand. But it would be the alternative would be something that would be 100% taxpayer funded, I mean, no matter what we do. It would be 100% taxpayer funded. If we don't partner with a private organization in some way to develop something, it would have to be, we would have to use township funds then to put in what we want as a community.
But you know what, doesn't pay taxes on that.
Well, unless we could find someone to to...
What I'm saying is hypothetically...
To donate money to put amenities there. I mean, that is another option. And yeah. But we're not there yet, obviously, but it, you know...
What I'm saying...
If somebody stepped forward and said that, I want to give $10,000 to plant wildflowers and to improve the park, keep it natural, whatever. Sure. I mean, that's something we definitely look at. I mean, that's... So anyway, but, yeah, your point is well taken, though, that there is... Our commitment is to McNamara Park, and we've committed a great deal of money to that because that is the central park in the township, and of course that decision came after years of discussion. So, and as Rick said, we are only doing a very basic amount of work on that park. Just the first steps, called the base plan. We did have a consultant come in and give us other ideas, but we definitely did not move ahead on those just because they cost too much money. And so our job, of course, is to spend the money wisely, and right now the money in the pipeline is for McNamara. We've made that commitment. So this proposal came along well after that by a third party, as you mentioned. So...
But one more question.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Well, because I've heard from a number of residents that they would like a park of some sort there, whether it's playground equipment with swing sets or a place they can go and walk their pets. People would like to see something there for recreation. Now, they don't want it to be obnoxious. That's come through. They want it to, and they don't want traffic, and they don't want noise, and I can appreciate that. But I have heard from a considerable amount of people that would like to see something there now.
But then we've heard from others.
Yeah, like I mean, I have not heard consistent.
The alternatives is to keep it very natural and like it is. So.
But my point, though, is that McNamara Park is 100% taxpayer funded. We used township funds for the base development to build the shelter house, to put in the playground equipment, to put in the trail. That's all public funded. If we were to put a park of some sort here, if we did not partner with a private or somebody to help defray those costs, it would all come out of public funding. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So if when people say that they want to see something there that's going to cost money, my question is, who's going to pay for it? And ultimately,
yeah,
it would be us.
Like that ramp.
We can, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's how close.
We can apply for grants. I can't make any guarantees. Yeah, but I mean, if COSA, and I'm not, again, I don't want to sit here and argue with myself because I haven't heard the proposal. But I mean, if somebody's coming along saying we want to pay for X amount of this property, I mean, that's something I would expect to hold them to if we did go forward with something. So
is the finances package, are they disclosed?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's all public record.
Oh,
yeah. That's all. So that's the only point I want to make. I mean, I've got a lot of questions to ask these people. There are a lot of things that we, you know, they may sound good, but the devil's in the details, and I want to know what exactly they're proposing.
I mean, this is, again, it's a proposal by a third party, and you know, we listen to people, and so we're happy to listen to everyone, and we'll evaluate that proposal. But I feel very strongly that I'm not going to be driven by someone else. You know, I mean, when we make decisions, we research and we consider people's opinions, but our focus is our mission here is what's best for the township, and we always want to keep an eye on that as we're doing now. And just because someone comes in and says we're going to do this over here, or a proposal to do this in a certain park, doesn't mean that suddenly we're going to even have alternatives in that park if we turn down the proposal. You know, I want to be upfront too, because we haven't appropriated anything for it. We have a major park that we, McNamara, that we are developing now. And so just because someone comes along doesn't mean that we're naturally going to, oh, well, you know, we'll listen, we'll consider it. But it doesn't mean that we will feel, I mean, that I would feel obligated to do anything if we turn down the proposal. But we'll listen to anybody in the future, you know, if you, you know, ideas it's a very nice, it's a very nice plan. I think the question that you raised, Rick, you know, too, on anything that, and it's our responsibility to figure out who pays, and because we can all think of a lot of good ideas,
we don't have a parks levy like some entities have parks levies and tax money is driven by levy. We don't have a parks levy,
and that's we don't have a parks levy.
Last 8 years with the trustees have made the decision to put money there based on resident feedback into McNamara. We don't have an income stream for parks.
We do not have dedicated stream of funding for parks. Orange Township has a levy. City of Westerville has a levy. You could put a levy on the ballot, sure. I can assure you that if we put a tax levy on the ballot in this economy for new taxes, this room will be more filled up for that than it would be for any of the proposal.
A lot of people mentioned they'd like to see a little mini Inniswood, and I went to Inniswood over the weekend, and I picked this up, and there's actually membership fees for the Inniswood Garden Society, and there's actually 300 volunteers to help keep that up.
Who runs that? I'm sorry.
Who runs this? It's the Metro Park. Char's in charge over there.
Okay.
And, have you been there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I know.
I know several would like a meditation lab, like doing it in a swimming like a pond, and things like that. But the thing is, there's more ways to skin a cat, so to speak.
No, I know. Well,
sure.
Well, and what I'm struggling with too is there's so much divided opinion over what else should go in there if we don't do this. I mean, you and I have a great discussion about, you know, what you're proposing, and I think it sounds great. I hear from a number of people that want a swimming pool there, which I can't understand because they say they don't want traffic and they don't want noise, but they want a swimming pool there. But I've heard a considerable amount of people that want a swimming pool there. We can't afford it, so it's a moot point as far as I'm concerned. But what you hope you can appreciate is that who do I listen to? Because I hear a group wants this, and I hear a group that wants this, and I hear a group that wants this. So we have to make a decision as to what is best for the entire township.
We need you to come up to the podium,
even if it's nothing. Okay.
Thanks. We're on audio, and when we don't have people do this, we get told about it. So.
Hey, my name is Patty Koch. I live at 4568 Normandy Drive in Galena, up in Sheffield Park. Part of the reason why you were getting all those emails was because the Parks Commission, Ron Kyle and Joe Clace told people to get in contact with you to tell you what we wanted.
Yeah.
We weren't telling you had to do it. It was just an alternative what we didn't want.
Yeah,
they didn't want any negative.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
At the July 27th meeting, the Secretary Gerber was taking minutes for the Park Advisory. So Therese said,
we have to do something. And to do something, we have to have a plan. And everyone got spun up, and there were 30 different ideas. Well, we have to do something, so let's do something.
Sure.
It's not, we don't want it to be soccer fields. Let's put other ideas out there.
Right.
We can also do nothing.
Right, and that's also an alternative, and that's why you were getting bombarded with emails and phone calls.
Absolutely. We solicited it. I totally understand. Be careful what you ask for sometimes.
Thank you.
We need to move on from this because we'll be here all night, and there was going to be a time and a place to have these discussions. So I would ask. No, absolutely. Thank you. So we expect you all here on the 28th then. And if not, give us a call or share your emails with us. And all right, we will move on. I know there is a gentleman.
He left.
He had to go to the school board meeting, Mr. Wecker.
Okay. Unfortunately. Okay. Mr. Wecker is a candidate for the Big Walnut School Board. Is that what it is? Okay. And he was here tonight, I think, to introduce himself during public comments, which... Public comment, we afford anyone the opportunity to speak to whatever they'd like, and I guess I wish Mr. Wecker well. If he wants to come back and introduce himself at a later meeting, well, he's free to do that. So, okay, lost my train of thought.
Fiscal officer.
Fiscal report, Mr. Myers.
Yes. First thing I have is I have two sets of minutes. I have the regular trustee meeting minutes of July the 7th for your approval.
Okay, I'll move to approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting held July 7th, 2011.
Seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye. Motion carries.
Second is a special trustee meeting of July the 8th. I ask for your approval of those as well.
I motion to approve the meeting minutes from the special trustee meeting held July 8th, 2011.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next, I'll leave these for your signature if you have copies. This is the August 31st financial that we do make available. We can make copies for folks if they'd like copies. But this would be for your approval. I'd sign them already.
Okay.
There's no resolution needed.
Okay.
Sign it in.
Okay.
Everything's balanced.
Thank you.
Cash fund. Bank balance right now is $15,645,148.18. So we can review those. And I can make copies.
Okay.
Next, I need you to approve the Schedule A for summary of amounts required for general property tax approved by Budget Commission and County Auditor's estimated tax rates for 2012. What that really means is our inside and outside millage amounts are on this certificate, and there's a resolution for you to approve this certificate.
Okay.
And this, just real quick, this is general fund, road bridge, fire EMS, police, and road improvement.
Okay, so you would like the
entire?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I will move the following. Resolved by the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, in accordance with the provisions of law, has previously adopted a tax budget for the next succeeding fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2012, and whereas the Budget Commission of Delaware County, Ohio has certified its action thereon on this to this board, together with an estimate by the county auditor of the rate of each tax necessary to be levied by this board and what part thereof is without and what part within the 10 mil tax limitation. Therefore, be it resolved that by the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, that the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission in its certification be on the same, be what?
Are the same.
Are the
be
same.
Are the same.
Mm-hmm. Be are the same.
I think there's no be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are the same. I'm sorry. Are the same. Hereby accepted, and be it further resolved that there be, that there and that there be, and is hereby levied on the tax duplicate of said township the rate of each tax necessary to be levied within and without the 10 mil limitation as follows. And shall I read the...
You don't need to read all of them.
Yeah, okay. okay. It's
as attached.
As attached. And be it further resolved that the fiscal officer of this board be, and he is hereby directed, to certify a copy of this resolution to the county auditor of said county.
I will second that motion. Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpine.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll certify the certificate and send it to the commission or to the county auditor tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, good.
That's all I have.
That's it? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Wise, you are up. Administration.
Just want to say I like the bocce court idea over there. Big fan of bocce. Team Genoa is undefeated.
They are undefeated.
2-0. Game Marcos League.
First up, before the meeting this evening, I crossed paths with Joe Clace and Ron Kyle, who've been working diligently on the tennis court fundraising. And Joe said to me, hey, can you read this to the board this evening? And I said, sure. So I just want to go over this letter that he gave me. As a result of the low number, and I'll paraphrase it because I'm not Joe Clace. As a result of the low number of registered players in the planned tennis tournament on October 8th, 2011, the event will be canceled. The township is planning to still hold a barbecue dinner at 5 p.m. at McNamara Park. Tickets are $25 for adults and $5 for children. Genoa Township will be working with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to identify another suitable project in the park that can be completed by the end of the year and still utilize the $19,468 NatureWorks grant that was intended to be utilized for tennis court development. So, Joe wanted to let the board know that, and to the public and to the press, that the tournament's been canceled.
Okay, but it sounds as though we may still be able to use Nature.
There's a great chance we're working with another sponsor that we could probably utilize another amenity at the park.
Okay. Okay. So, oh, great. Good.
Possibly fully funded with that grant.
Okay.
I expect we'll have more details about this in October.
More details come at the October meeting.
Okay.
This grant is actually, it's a 75% grant for some amenity.
That's great.
Next up on my list, I'm going to ask the board to accept a donation this evening from Fairdean Commons LLT for $100. They donated this for the Trick or Treat Village, and we'd like to utilize that for the evening if you accept it.
I will motion to accept the donation of money from Fairdean Commons LTD in the amount of $100 for our Trick or Treat Village.
Second.
Any discussion?
That's very nice of them.
Very nice. Fred Powery and
Linda.
And Linda,
that's
thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
And Ron Pyle.
Right.
You know, they can't thank them enough for not only this, but they do a lot for our township.
They
host events for us and our employees, and they've always stepped up to the plate when it comes to our special events. So hats off to them. They're
a
true community partner.
Absolutely.
Roll call.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Secondly, our friends down at Kroger, down at Northgate Plaza, were nice enough to donate a $50 prepaid card to the township to be used for the Halloween event. So I'd like the board to accept that gift this evening.
Okay, I'll move to accept a gift card donation from Kroger in the amount of $50 for Trick or Treat Village.
I will second that. Any discussion? Again, we thank Kroger, and this will definitely be well spent.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpone?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Now I'd like to get into some of the purchase orders, and these purchase orders are for the work that's now being completed over at McNamara Park. Mr. Matthews gave me these purchase orders and this evening, and I don't know how you want them presented, probably as a package. The staple has behind it each requested purchase order. So
okay.
All intended to do the base work at McNamara Park.
Okay.
And this is money that's already been appropriated and budgeted for it. It's just
budgeted, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's all budgeted as part of the project.
Right. Okay. I'll move to authorize a purchase order to Hensel Ready Mix in the amount of $3,000 for concrete for McNamara Park Improvements Phase 1.
K-crete. That's a difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cake. Oh, not concrete. Or I thought it was a misspelling.
No, that is a product.
K-crete.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll have to learn. What the heck? Oh, go ahead. I'll let you say that.
I'll second that motion.
What is K-crete?
It's a it's an item that doesn't quite have the density of a concrete that's used to cover a tiles that are put in place in the ground.
It's a more flexible type of material.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Allows it to move.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagi.
Aye. Motion carries. And next on the list, I will move to approve a purchase order to Top Cat in the amount of $3,000 for K-crete for the McNamara Park Improvements Phase 1.
Second.
Discussion. Why are we getting K-crete from two
different... We're not. The first one was not to Top Cat. It was for Hensel Ready Mix.
No, I understand that, but this one here is for Top Cat for K-crete.
I don't know why. There's two different suppliers. Yeah. There's probably a slight difference in what's being offered.
Okay.
Or availability.
Or the what?
Or availability okay. in one day, possibly.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion.
I'm
sorry. You may have already did it.
No, that's okay.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagni.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a purchase order. I will move to approve a purchase order to United Precast Industries, LLC, in the amount of $13,000 for catch basins and head walls for the McNamara Park Improvements Phase 1.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagni.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I'll move to approve a purchase order to National Lime and Stone Company in the amount of $15,000 for stone for pipe bedding for McNamara Park Improvements Phase 1.
I will second that. Discussion.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagni.
Aye. Motion carries. I will lastly motion to approve a purchase order to Freeman Excavating LLC in the amount of $10,000 for pipe installation and track hoe for the McNamara Park Improvements Phase 1.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagni?
Aye. Motion carries.
Just want to give you a real quick follow-up to a discussion we've had at a meeting before concerning the intersection of Plum and Route 3. I had asked the state to look at that intersection and just analyze to see if there's anything that might help motorists avoid any type of accidents at that intersection.
That's a good question.
What they've done was I asked if there was a possibility to install a solar sign. They had reservations against that. But what they did do was they now have double signed that intersection. So there, as the residents are approaching or people are approaching in their vehicles, there's a stop sign on the north side of the intersection and on the south side that it's hard to miss the stop sign at Plum and 3. Both sides of the road are now double signed.
Oh, good.
And with good. Reflective
good.
Posts.
Good.
So we're hoping that may help some of the people at that intersection that are new to the area that don't know that there's a stop sign.
Thank you.
Do we have more problems at Plum than we do, say, at Lewis Center or at Galena Road, South Galena Road? I mean, I'm just trying to think of those intersections along there.
I don't know the data on crash or other vehicle incidents there.
Well, that's great news.
Yes.
Thanks.
You.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. We have announcements. We will be holding movie night this coming September 17th. That's this coming Saturday. It will be at dusk. I thought it was originally 6:30, so I don't know if they're still holding to that then.
Yeah, there may not be too many people with the Ohio State Miami game. But
I voiced my thoughts on that one. I think it's going to be... Yeah, well, it'll be an alternative.
What's the movie again?
Despicable Me.
Was supposed to be a funny, good movie. I'm assuming it's funny.
My daughter, we watch it 3 times a week.
Oh, really?
It actually is a great movie. Yeah. I mean, it's got appeal to older... I mean, there's kind of wink-winks to, you know, the older crowds, too. Uh-huh. So it's entertaining. It's not just purely a kid's movie. So, no, we do encourage people to come out. It's free. We have a nice big screen, and it'll be actually right here in the back, so here at the hall. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your picnic baskets, and come out for a nice evening. We have our fishing day on Saturday, September 24th at 1 p.m. at Hillmar Park.
Oh,
that doesn't sound...
9 to 1.
9 a.m. 9 p.m. We do night fishing. Yeah, that's right. Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
9 a.m. on Saturday, September. What's that? 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday the 24th at Hillmar Park, fishing day.
We made it right before the game. So no, never mind. I'm just kidding.
It's actually, I think it's a 3:30 game that day. It's
Colorado. Oh, good. So. Good.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time to fish. And
we will also christen our new fishing dock.
That's
as
right.
Well, first thing in the morning. So
yeah,
that'll be nice. The Board of Zoning Commission will be meeting on September 27th at 7 p.m. here at the hall. The special trustee meeting, which I talked about earlier, to discuss the Jayhawks Park proposal by COSA, will be on September 28th. Again, that's a Wednesday at 6 p.m. The Parks Advisory Board, their next regularly scheduled meeting will be on October 5th, 2011 at 7 p.m. I take it that's at the hall. And then our next regularly scheduled trustee meeting will be on October 6th, 2011 at 7 p.m. here at the hall. I don't believe we have any other announcements. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time?
I have none.
You have none? Questions, comments?
No.
Mary, please.
Someone had mentioned to me that...
Here, let's
we better give you the mic.
I don't get the newsletter, but somebody had mentioned to me that on September 28th, the special meeting wasn't in the newsletter, and I don't know if you'll put it out on this board out here.
Yeah, absolutely, we will.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
I think we did do a postcard mailing for that meeting as well. Did you get a postcard? Okay, good. I think we did like 500 homes, if I'm not mistaken, so.
On the website, we notified the press.
We wanted to make sure that area was blanketed, so.
Was it not in the newsletter? Shoot, I've got the newsletter in the other room.
We have extra newsletters.
You have a newsletter?
Yes, whatever.
Was it mentioned?
No, it's not. But we don't typically print special meetings because we don't have special meetings scheduled that far out in advance.
Oh.
Usually, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it would have been printed before the special meeting was decided upon. So.
Well, and not only that, but the newsletter is done only every so many months, so it's kind of hard to nail down time-sensitive type events.
Most of the time, by the first week of August, we have to have our articles close to being out for a second.
There's a lag there. Okay.
But we obviously want to advertise that. We could probably put out an email about it, too, to the people who are on our distribution list. So we want people to know about it, and we want to hear their thoughts, and we'll have plenty of chairs. What's that?
Is it email distribution?
Yes.
Absolutely. On the website, you can sign up for it.
Go on our website and subscribe to it.
Yes.
And I have one more question.
$10 a month.
My other question was, because I don't come to a lot of these meetings, but the Park Advisory Board, someone had asked at one point, what makes majority? And it's like 50%. So when and if, well, you will vote on COSA, but what? How does that, is that like, what makes majority when there's three to vote? Two?
Two.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think this is a vote on which we need all three saying yes or...
Oh, I understand. You're saying what kind of a vote is necessary to move something forward?
How many of us have to vote?
I understand.
In favor or opposed?
Right. You're right. Under law, there are certain things that require a unanimous vote. And I know, like acquisition of property, like if we want to buy property, we would need all three votes.
purchase of
equipment. Yeah, purchase of equipment, but this is not one of them. That's my understanding.
I think it's two of three. Yeah. So I think two of three is
necessary.
The 28th
won't
be a vote.
It's a good question, though.
I know. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. I'll move to adjourn the regular trustee meeting at 7:59 p.m.
Okay. I will second that. Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfine.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 8 p.m.